Are you looking to buy, sell or refinance your rural property? Harvest Agents and Advisory are specialists in agri-finance and real estate, helping you to make the right decisions, whatever the weather. Visit us at harvestaa.com.au, sponsor of 2Max FM.
And I have Martin on the phone. Good morning, Martin.
Good morning to you, Faye.
Have you got good news or bad news for us about the weather?
Well, all is good news.
It's good news. It was good news last week.
It's a good news starts a week, but I've listened to Luke Kenneth projections for harvest times, and they don't need too much rain and so on. So it seems that everything is working towards what the weather pattern is going to emerge, with the El Nino developing sometimes by July. So it means that conditions are drying up by July, which would be good for harvest, for planting too. Mm. Looking at the weather patterns right now for the region, and I'm looking at the weather situation. It's nothing different. Very stable weather situation. There's high pressure ridge over southern Tasman Sea. There's a trough line lying over far western New South Wales. But the rest of activity is all in Tasman Sea towards Lord Howe Island. There's low pressure there producing a bit of weather. But most of the weather in our region, west of the Great Western Divide, is nothing significant at this stage. Looking at the climate outlook, how the weather pattern is emerging, looking at projections, Bureau's predicting March is likely to be drier than average, some part of New South Wales. But what I'm looking at, my understanding is that, yes, it's going to be drier. The reason behind it, the Tasman Sea is warming up very quickly. All conditions are showing that El Nino is expected to develop by July. If El Nino develops by July, it means our neutral conditions, La Nina conditions finished. It means we're going to go into the drier conditions. But that's happening. It means the weather patterns over Australia is going to change, especially the southern part of Australia and inland Australia. It means high pressure system is going to develop strong. All the weather patterns moving from Western Australia towards east coast is going to be drifted further south, away from us. That's the reason it's going to be drier conditions are expected. So that's how I'm predicting the weather for the next 3 months. It means July is going to be just becoming drier and all conditions are changing towards El Nino. Looking at weather outlook for Narrabri, Moree and Gunnedah. And looking 2 weeks for Narrabri, week one from 8th of March till the 14th of March. All 4 days are just fine, dry conditions, few cloud developing, maximum temperature ranging between 30 to 31 degrees, rising 34 to 35 on Sunday and Monday. So it's just dry conditions, few cloud, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. And as we say, from Saturday, Sunday, Monday, temperature will start rising to 35 degrees. On Tuesday, the trough line far west might generate some thunderstorms activity possibility. And I'm expecting some 5 millimeters of rain possible with those thunderstorms passing through. Week two, starting from for Narrabri, starting from 15th of March till about 20th of March. This second week, there's a chance of rain again. Mm-hmm. I think the chance of rain increases. On Wednesday, the 15th, is going to be light rain showers. On Thursday, the 16th, few clouds, maximum temperature 32. On Friday, light showers. Maximum temperature 34, and then on Saturday, rain expected, maximum 33. On Sunday, thunderstorms and rain possible, maximum 32. On Monday, scattered thunderstorms, maximum 31. With all these weather patterns, expected thunderstorm showers, I'm expecting for week two, 20 millimeters possibility at Narrabri for week two. We're going to Moree. Again, Moree, similar weather patterns. From Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday and Monday, it's all sunny and some patches, partly cloudy conditions developing every now and then, with maximum temperature 30 degrees till Friday and then rising to 34 on Saturday, 35 on Sunday, 36 on Monday. And then on Tuesday, it's going to be different completely because rain will start developing at Moree, chances of rain, with maximum temperature 33. I'm expecting 8 millimeters of rain developing on Tuesday, possibility at Moree. Mm. Second week for Moree, from Wednesday till Monday, looking from 15th to 20th. On Wednesday, light showers, maximum 30. On Thursday, there's going to be few cloud, maximum 32. On Friday, few cloud, maximum 33. on Saturday, minus just light showers in that area, maximum 34. On Sunday, I'm expecting some rain developing, light rain. And then on Monday, rain will continue. So it seems that if you say for how much rain is going to have for week two, I'm expecting nearly about 19 to 20 millimeters again for week two for Maury. So Narrabri and Maury is very close to 20 millimeters for both places for week two.
Mm.
Gunnedah is different weather patterns altogether. Looking at Gunnedah, looking at Wednesday, few clouds, maximum 24. Thursday, few clouds, maximum 24. Thursday, few clouds, maximum 28. And Saturday, few clouds, maximum 31. And then looking at this, Sunday, rain, maximum 30. Monday, light showers, maximum 27. Tuesday, rain, maximum 27. I'm expecting for first week at Gunnedah between about 15 to 16 millimeters of rain. And for week two for Gunnedah, starting Wednesday, rain, maximum 29. Tuesday, light showers, maximum 32. Friday, rain, maximum 33. Saturday, rain, maximum 31. Sunday, scattered thunderstorms, maximum 32. Monday, scattered thunderstorms, maximum 31. So it seems that most of the weather is going to start coming from Gunnedah, from southwest, and there'll be some good weather conditions coming. I'm expecting between 20 to 35 millimeters of rain passing through that region. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you for talking to us.
Thank you.
Are you looking to buy, sell or refinance your rural property? Harvest Agents and Advisory are specialists in agri-finance and real estate, helping you to make the right decisions, whatever the weather. Visit us at harvestaa.com.au, sponsor of 2MAX FM.